What primordial debt theorists have done is to propose that the ideas encoded in these Vedic texts are not peculiar to a certain intellectual tradition of early Iron Age ritual specialists in the Ganges Valley, but that they are essential to the very nature and history of human thought. Consider, for example, this statement from an essay by French economist Bruno Terray with the uninspiring title "The Socio-Cultural Dimensions of the Currency: Implications for the Transition to the Euro," published in the Journal of Consumer Policy in 1999. At the origin of money, we have a relation of representation of death as an invisible world before and beyond life, a representation that is the product of the symbolic function proper to the human species and which envisages birth as an original debt incurred by all men, a debt owing to the cosmic powers from which humanity emerged. Payment of this debt, which can, however, never be settled on Earth because its full reimbursement is out of reach, takes the form of sacrifices which, by replenishing the credit of the living, make it possible to prolong life and even in certain cases to achieve eternity by joining the gods. But this initial belief claim is also associated with the emergence of sovereign powers whose legitimacy resides in their ability to represent the entire original cosmos. And it is these powers that invented money as a means of settling debts, a means whose abstraction makes it possible to resolve the sacrificial paradox by which putting to death becomes the permanent means of protecting life. Through this institution, belief is in turn transferred to a currency stamped with the effigy of the sovereign, a money put in circulation, but whose return is organized by this other institution, which is the tax settlement of the life debt. So money also takes on the function of a means of payment. If nothing else, this provides a neat illustration of how different our standards of debate in Europe from those current in the Anglo-American world. One can't imagine an American economist of any stripe writing something like this. Still, the author is actually making a rather clever synthesis here. Human nature does not drive us to truck and barter. Rather, it ensures that we are always creating symbols, such as money itself. This is how we come to see ourselves in a cosmos surrounded by invisible forces, as in debt to the universe. The ingenious move, of course, is to fold this back into the...